Welcome to The Fabricator's Edge, cutting through complexity in manufacturing and metalwork. Real talk, smart solutions, and no-nonsense insight from the shop floor to the supply chain.
Welcome to episode 5 of The Fabricator's Edge. We have covered a lot, so thank you for continuing to tune into this series. Today we're taking a deep dive into something really vital for modern manufacturing, how companies talk to and work with their suppliers, basically. Supply chain communication.
Absolutely critical stuff.
Yeah. And we'll be digging into some interesting industry analysis, including some research insights from the team over at Dutton Engineering.
Right.
We want to understand why getting these communication lines, you know, really right is becoming such a huge advantage, especially for UK manufacturers.
Exactly. Think of this as your quick guide to understanding how supply chains are changing.
Okay.
And why clear communication isn't just like a nice to have anymore. It's genuinely a competitive weapon, particularly now.
Right. In the current climate.
Yeah. So our aim today is really to nail down the most important bits about boosting supply chain responsiveness.
Through better communication and integration. Is that the term?
Integration, yes. Closer integration. We'll look at why it matters so much, the usual roadblocks people hit, and, you know, what best practice actually looks like on the ground.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. So let's start with the big picture then, this shifting landscape you mentioned. It does feel like those old sort of linear, purely cost-focused supply chains are, well, they feel a bit outdated.
They really are becoming relics, yeah. What we're dealing with now are these incredibly complex interconnected networks, global networks.
Right. So what's driving that? What are the main forces pushing this evolution?
It's a mix of things, really. A confluence, you could say. You've got the constant global disruptions we're all seeing. Geopolitics, pandemics, climate change impacts. They all create instability.
Definitely feels less predictable.
Totally. Then there's the demand side. Wild swings driven by e-commerce, customers wanting more customized products.
That adds complexity.
Huge complexity. And on top of that, the usual pressure cooker. Be more efficient, cut costs. But now there's also this massive push for sustainability and transparency right through the chain. People want to know where things come from.
And I guess for manufacturers here in the UK, there's that extra layer, isn't there? For Brexit, it feels like a unique kind of pressure cooker.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. UK manufacturers are facing all those global pressures we just talked about, plus the specific challenges from Brexit.
Like what, specifically?
Well, new frictions in trade with the EU, for starters, the potential for regulations to diverge over time, shifts in the labor market making it harder to find people.
Right.
So because of all that, really effective communication with suppliers and, crucially, that deeper integration we mentioned, they're not just beneficial anymore. They're becoming essential. For survival, frankly, and for growth.
Okay, so let's pin down those terms then. When we say supplier communication and supply chain integration, what do they actually mean for a manufacturer day to day?
Okay, so supplier communication at its core is about having an open, transparent, and timely flow of the right information.
Between the manufacturer and their suppliers.
Exactly. It could be forecasts, inventory levels, production schedules, maybe highlighting potential risks down the line, or just feedback on performance.
And what makes it work?
Clear protocols, knowing how to communicate, and fundamentally trust. You need that solid foundation.
Okay, so that's communication.
Yeah.
How does supply chain integration build on that?
Integration, or SCI as it's sometimes called, takes it up a level. It's more strategic.
Right.
It's about actively collaborating, managing processes in a really joined up way, both, you know, inside the company and with your external partners.
So moving beyond just placing orders and paying invoices.
Precisely. It's shifting away from those sort of arm's length, purely transactional deals towards proper strategic partnerships. Shared goals, synchronized processes.
What's the ultimate aim?
A seamless flow, almost invisible, ideally. Information and materials just moving smoothly through the whole network.
Right, moving from just talking to actually like working together.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's zoom in on the UK manufacturing scene. What are the key characteristics we should keep in mind?
Well, the UK manufacturing sector is still a huge contributor. GDP, exports, R&D investment, it's significant. And it's got real strength in high value areas, think aerospace, automotive, life sciences.
But it's not all rosy, is it? There are challenges too.
No, definitely not. There are persistent challenges. Productivity has been an ongoing issue. Skills shortages are a big one. And frankly, we're a bit behind some global leaders in adopting digital tech.
And how has Brexit impacted that specifically? You mentioned trade friction.
Yeah, Brexit introduced what they call non-tariff barriers with the EU. Before, trade was pretty much frictionless, right? Now you've got customs, paperwork, regulatory checks. It disrupts things.
Adds cost and delay.
Absolutely. And it's also worsened existing labor shortages in key jobs like logistics drivers or production staff.
So UK manufacturers are really juggling multiple pressures then, global and local?
Exactly. They need tailored strategies. They have to navigate the global stuff and these specific Brexit hurdles, the new UK-EU trade rules, the extra admin, the risk of reputations drifting apart.
Okay, so given all that complexity, what are the most common ways communication breaks down in these supply chains? Where are manufacturers struggling?
One of the biggest culprits is information silos. You see it all the time.
What does that mean exactly? Silos.
It's when different departments, procurement, manufacturing, logistics, even sales, operate on their own systems with their own data, and they don't really talk to each other effectively.
So purchasing doesn't know what production really needs right now.
Or logistics doesn't have the latest update for manufacturing.
Yeah.
And it happens between the manufacturer and suppliers, too. No one has that end-to-end visibility. It makes seeing the whole picture incredibly difficult.
Right. If everyone's in their own bubble, you can't connect the dots. What else causes problems?
Another big one is relying on slow, outdated ways of sharing info.
Like email, spreadsheets.
Exactly. Or even some older forms of EDI, electronic data interchange. They often involve delays, batch processing. In today's world, that's just too slow for making quick decisions or reacting to disruptions.
And collaboration with suppliers, is that often an issue?
A huge issue, often rooted in a lack of trust, maybe because negotiations have always been purely about driving down cost, or there aren't good ways to give feedback, or the goals just aren't aligned. Suppliers aren't always seen as strategic partners.
I remember reading a stat somewhere.
Yeah, there was a HICX survey, I think. Something like 98% of suppliers felt communication with their biggest customers needed improving. 98%.
Wow. That says it all, really.
Yeah.
Are there internal issues, too, within the manufacturing company itself?
Oh, definitely. Different teams often have competing priorities, don't they? Procurement wants the lowest cost. Manufacturing wants speed and quality. Logistics focuses on efficient transport.
And those priorities can clash.
They can absolutely lead to gaps, friction, inefficiencies. And then there's jargon.
Technical terms.
Yeah, specialized language, different departments, different industries. It creates misunderstandings, simple misunderstandings that can lead to errors and delays.
And Brexit added another layer of specific communication hurdles.
It did. Navigating new customs rules, managing way more documentation, dealing with complex rules of origin for goods.
That's with the EU partners.
Exactly. Plus that uncertainty about future regulations diverging. It all adds up to a much bigger administrative burden and, frankly, more chances for human error in the paperwork and communication.
It really does sound like a perfect storm.
Mm.
So, okay, let's talk solutions. What technologies can actually help create that seamless integration we're aiming for?
Technology is absolutely key here. A good starting point is EDI, Electronic Data Interchange. It's been around a while.
What does it do?
Think of it as a standardized computer-to-computer way to swap business documents, purchase orders, invoices, shipping notices, forecasts.
So replacing paper.
Exactly. The aim is speed, fewer errors, compliance. It relies on agreed standards, secure protocols, sometimes dedicated networks called VANs.
Pros and cons.
Pros. It's reliable, secure, standardized, great for big networks. Automation reduces errors and time. Cons. It can be rigid, expensive, and complex to set up, especially for smaller businesses. And often it's batch-based, not real-time.
Okay, so maybe not ideal for everyone, particularly SMEs. What else is there? More modern options.
Supplier portals are a good one, sometimes called web EDI.
How do they work?
They're basically web platforms. Suppliers log in, see orders, create invoices online, submit shipping info, track statuses.
That was more user-friendly.
Yeah, lower barrier to entry for smaller suppliers, faster onboarding, centralizes communication, improves visibility. The downside is it often still involves some manual data entry or file uploads by the supplier, so it's less automated than full EDI or APIs.
APIs, application programming interfaces, we hear that term a lot. How do they fit in?
APIs are like software messengers. They let different systems, ERPs, warehouse systems, manufacturing systems, supplier portals, logistics platforms talk directly to each other and swap data, often in real time. Ah, so that's where the real-time visibility comes in.
Exactly. Real-time updates on inventory, shipments, orders, production status. This means much faster transactions, quicker responses to problems, more agility overall.
Sounds powerful.
It is. They're flexible, integrate well with modern cloud apps, and can be cost-effective for real-time data needs. The main challenge. Unlike EDI, there aren't universal standards. You need specific integrations, and managing lots of connections can get complex. Security is also vital.
So no single magic bullet then. What about bigger integrated platforms?
Right. You have collaborative platforms, thanks supplier relationship management, SRM, or supply chain management, SEM software. Usually cloud-based suites.
And they do.
Pretty much everything. Manage supplier info, track performance with scorecards, assess risk, handle contracts, enable collaborative planning and forecasting, provide communication tools, advanced analytics. They might even bundle in EDI, portal, and MPI capabilities.
The single source of truth idea. That's the goal. Enhanced visibility, standardized processes, better collaboration, data-driven decisions, truly strategic supplier management. The catch. They can be costly and resource-intensive to implement. Think process changes, training. Integrating with old legacy systems can also be a headache.
And the cloud seems to be a big trend across all these technologies.
Definitely. Cloud-based EDI, portals, APIs, SRM, SCM, it's the direction of travel.
Benefits.
Scalability, easy to grow or shrink. Accessibility from anywhere. Potentially lower upfront costs, though you have subscriptions. Automatic updates. Often easier API integration. Subscription costs add up. Data security and governance are crucial. And you're reliant on the provider, of course.
So it sounds like a lot of companies probably end up using a mix, a hybrid approach.
Very common, yes. Combining technologies makes sense. Maybe use robust EDI for high-volume critical stuff with major partners, but leverage APIs for real-time tracking or flexibility with others.
Or APIs to connect EDI to internal systems.
Exactly. Or maybe use web portals for your smaller suppliers who can't handle full EDI. It depends on your strategy, your supplier base, what kind of transactions you have, how deep you want the collaboration to be. A large manufacturer might mandate EDI, but use APIs for logistics visibility.
And for UK SMEs.
Cloud-based web EDI, or maybe a managed EDI service, could be a much more practical starting point than trying to build something complex from scratch.
Okay, that covers the tech landscape.
Sure.
But technology is only part of it, right?
Yeah.
What are the fundamental best practices for communication itself, making it proactive, transparent?
Absolutely. The tech is an enabler, but the culture and practices matter hugely. It really starts with setting crystal clear expectations from day one.
What kind of expectations?
Performance standards, quality, delivery times, compliance requirements, regulatory, ethical, maybe sustainability standards, which is becoming much more important. We see companies like Dutton Engineering incorporating that early on, communication protocols, strategic goals, get it all defined.
And documented.
Definitely. In contracts, supplier manuals. Reinforce it during onboarding. Use KPIs, key performance indicators, so you can measure performance objectively and have factual discussions. Ambiguity is the enemy here.
Makes sense. What about trust and transparency?
Crucial. You build trust by proactively sharing relevant info forecasts, production plans, potential risks, upcoming changes. Let suppliers see what's coming so they can plan.
And encouraging them to share, too.
Yes. Create an environment where they feel safe sharing their challenges or limitations without fear of immediate penalty. Shared platforms or dashboards showing real-time data can really help build that mutual visibility. Companies like Dutton, who proactively share forecasts and timeline changes, really build that trust.
So clear expectations, transparency. What about the actual channels you use?
Use the right channel for the message. A collaborative platform might be great for strategic planning, but maybe instant messaging is better for a quick operational query. Don't just default to email for everything, especially time-sensitive stuff.
And keep the contact regular.
Yes. Establish regular cadences. Schedule meetings, virtual or in-person, for performance reviews, strategic alignment, just relationship building. Regular check-ins, even brief ones, foster much stronger ties. Dutton, for example, really emphasizes those regular check-ins.
Feedback is important too, I imagine, both ways.
Absolutely vital. Create mechanisms for proper two-way feedback. On performance, sure, but also on processes, even on how well the communication itself is working. Use that feedback to continuously improve. Responsiveness and actually listening are key.
It feels like this all points towards moving beyond just buying and selling.
Exactly. It's about cultivating partnerships based on mutual benefit, long-term value, not just squeezing the last penny out of the cost, collaborative relationships are far more resilient and drive innovation.
Like supporting customers early on.
Yeah, like Dutton does with early stage engagement prototyping support, aligning on quality upfront, joint problem solving. That builds a much stronger foundation than just a purchase order.
Any other practical tips?
Use clear, concise language. Avoid that technical jargon we talked about, or at least explain it. Ensure messages are easily understood across different teams, different companies. Aim for a shared language. And document key communications and agreements decisions made, changes agreed. It ensures accountability and avoids confusion later.
So if UK manufacturers really embrace these technologies and best practices, what are the tangible benefits they can expect? What's the payoff?
The benefits can be really significant. First off, improve supply chain resilience. That ability to withstand shocks, disruptions, and bounce back faster, that's huge right now.
Yes.
Increased operational efficiency, smoother workflows, more automation, and substantial cost reduction, optimizing inventory, minimizing waste and errors.
Faster to market.
Definitely. Accelerated processes, fewer missteps mean you get products out the door quicker, and fundamentally, you build stronger, more strategic supplier relationships. That trust and collaboration pay dividends long term. There are plenty of case studies out there showing real results.
We should also quickly recap these specific hurdles UK manufacturers face in achieving this.
Sure. The main ones are often the cost of adopting and integrating the necessary technology. Then there's the persistent skills gap, finding people with the right digital and technical expertise.
Integrating with old systems.
Yeah, integrating new solutions with legacy IT systems can be a real challenge. And finally, those ongoing complexities and uncertainties around the post-Brexit trading environment add another layer of difficulty.
Okay, so pulling this all together, what does it really mean for you listening in today? It sounds like in today's manufacturing world, especially here in the UK, strong supplier communication isn't just, you know, good manners.
Not at all. It's about building a genuine competitive edge, a real differentiator.
Think about it. How could more transparent, more integrated communication actually streamline your operations? Make you more resilient when things inevitably go sideways.
And ultimately lead to those stronger, more reliable partnerships that you can really depend on. Partnerships that might even spark innovation.
Yeah, the research and analysis we've touched on, including those insights from Dutton Engineering, really underscore this point. Moving towards clearer communication, deeper integration.
Leveraging the right technologies for your situation.
And fostering that collaborative culture. It can have a massive impact.
It really is about building those strong links, those connections that make your entire operation more robust, more responsive, more agile.
And, you know, if you are curious about how a partner like Dutton Engineering puts this into practice, how they approach communication and collaboration to deliver reliable metalwork solutions, you can actually learn more over at dutton-eng.co.uk.
Might spark some ideas for your own setup.
Definitely worth a look.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive today.
Yes, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on The Fabricator's Edge.
Thanks for tuning in to The Fabricator's Edge. For more insights and to see what we're building, visit us at dutton-eng.co.uk. Until next time, keep it precise.